Go ahead. Make my day.
It's not a tumor.
Here's looking at you, kid.
I'm ready for my close-up.
Do not go in there. Woo!
Holy bun cakes, Batman! It's Friday, and Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice is finally out. I'm Radio's Tony Stabile from the Rowdy Wrestling Podcast, and this is your CGIM Cinema Smackdown. BVS DOJ is finally here, and the world is indifferent. This DC film has been built up to such godlike proportions, yet it fell so horribly flat, much like Jake Gyllenhaal's English accent from The Prince of Persia. Normally, this is where I get into the plot before diving into really what worked and what didn't work. However, there barely is a coherent plot in this film. What happens is Batman and Superman fight because both essentially are more gullible than my aunt on Weight Watchers, and eventually the big bad shows up in the third act, and it's essentially a bunch of wasted script space. Now, what worked in this film? Ben Affleck. Yeah, that's right, old Benny boy. Now, I have been accused of being a Ben Affleck groupie. Those accusations aren't wrong, but the Batflex Dark Knight was a shining light in this movie, and despite what a lot of people are going to be saying that is really dark, the film itself doesn't have much light in it. It's still very, very, very beautiful. You get across so many gorgeous scenes. Batman vs. Superman is a polished version of the cinematography that we were exposed to during Man of Steel. And on that, I also want to commend for one of my largest complaints of Man of Steel was the fact that during some fight scenes, you'd see them from so far away and then it would zoom in, zoom back out, zoom in. And, you know, I guess those were like little tricks for hiding the CG and whatnot. In this sort of situation, in Dawn of Justice, it worked well. I think they chose their moments a little more accurately, and that certainly helped. Now, what didn't work for this movie? A lot. The biggest offenders, though, are going to be the ones I'm going to touch on. The dialogue. This movie had a lot of tell and don't show, which is wrong. You know this. You learned this in cinema school. So, very painful to watch. It's something that Marvel themselves often really fall flat to. That's why I liked Winter Soldier. It was a lot more of showing, which was much, much better. Now, something that did bother me is the fact that we had another origin story for Batman. Now, they didn't go all the way through his training and whatnot, but it does eat up a sizable chunk of the beginning of the movie that I'm sure you could have just pushed to the side and gone on with the movie because, hey, they did that a lot for everything else, so why not do it for young Batman? Another thing that really sucked, as I mentioned earlier, was the plot. It was incredibly diluted. So much to the point where I'm sure that if this movie were 3.5 to 4 hours long, like I'm hearing the director's cut will be, then maybe we're going to have a plot that we can sit back and follow A, B, C, D. In this sort of circumstance, it just feels like they were constantly cutting because they're like, okay, this is long, let's get it down to 2, 2.5 hours. And it's the sort of thing that we kind of forgive the Avengers movies of doing. And when I speak the Avengers, I mean Avengers 1 and then Avengers Age of Ultron. The reason why I'm so forgiving of those having a really bad plot is because you have all the solo films that build up to it. And this is just an aesthetic or visual payoff of all that goes on. So ultimately, I was happy with the idea of DC trying to be different and starting with, a quote-unquote ensemble film for their universe. But sometimes trying is the first step to failure. And finally, the biggest failure of this movie is Lex Luthor. And I'm not even going to compare him to past versions or comic versions, but Jesse Eisenberg played it a little too Joker-y for me, whereas I'm used to seeing a Luthor that is usually long-winded, cold, calculating, a bit of a jerk, but never rambly, never off his rocker. And that's the version that Eisenberg was playing, and that was very, very worrisome to me. I can't get behind that because I can't ever think that this individual will ever be successful at anything. And one more thing. The score really sucks in this movie. I can only compare it to anything like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So what's the lowdown on Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice? Well, there's a poop ton of Easter eggs and quick setup for all the solo films that are scheduled to come out. But the fact that DC and Warner tried too hard to be different from Marvel ultimately hurt them. While this movie is a feast for the eyes, the plot, the acting, and craptacular score are just far too much to redeem this flick. So if this is the Dawn of Justice, I'm going back to bed, guys. And there you have it. It's another Friday and another Cinema Smackdown. And if you guys want more movie reviews, go over to tonystabile.com. That's also the home of the Rowdy Wrestling Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Tony. Have yourselves an awesome weekend and a great night at the movies.